Yo, it's 11:53 a.m. I'm going to be in Long Island tonight at the brokerage with Jeff Garland. That's exciting. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm so much that if somebody from Curb Your Enthusiasm doesn't like me, I'll feel terrible. I think he'll like me. I'm a pretty likable person, I think. Sometimes people hate me right away. I worked as a PA on this TV show. I dropped out of college for a little bit. I PA'd on some stuff. PA'd on this TV show. And the production manager, who is like the boss of everybody, kind of like the first boss. He's like got to answer to all these producers and whatever, but he's kind of like the first boss above everybody. Kind of guy fucking hated me so much. No reason. Just didn't like me. I look like somebody he didn't like. That's the only answer I've been able to wrap my head, like come up with it, that seems to make sense. I just hated my face. I mean, I guess we all do that. I'll hate somebody's face. I've done it. But I worked on a couple things where I felt like somebody, boss, just hated me. Now I don't know who hates me. But there's got to be a couple people. Anyway, I hope Jeff Garland likes me. That's all I care about. I just want to do good. So if you're in Long Island and there's tickets left, I'm not sure if there's tickets left, come out there and then laugh really hard for me. But I've been to Long Island a few times now, so. And I'm gonna be out in the Hamptons in a couple weeks with Mike, but that's Birbiglia. Let's not be all casual. Alright, let's look at the news and I'll get out of here. Because I have to catch a Long Island Railroad train. I mean, I got time, but I'm nervous that I'm going to get there too late. So, it's not that, I mean, I know it's not that far away. But, you know, when you live in the city, the suburbs, they seem like a million miles away. And then the people who live in the suburbs say, oh, it's 10 minutes. You're a liar. It takes longer than 10 minutes. But Belmore, Long Island, I think is the, well, Belmore's the stop. If you really want to take the journey with me, you know, meet me at Penn Station and we'll get on, the Long Island Railroad together. Robert E. Lee High alumni wants to change name of school in Midland, Texas. Yeah, why not? Fuck Robert E. Lee. Isn't it nice we're getting around to that? And people are like, oh, well, you didn't care about the statues. No, people didn't like the statues before. But now we're getting around to cleaning up this Confederate horse shit. And every day, a little more, everybody's like, hey, what about this? This is named after an asshole. Oh, yeah. Let's name it something after someone who's not an asshole. Wouldn't that be nice? Fantastic. What about Christopher Columbus? Hey, you can change that Columbus Circle any fucking day for all I give a shit. Say it's Christopher Columbus Circle named after the director of Home Alone. I'm okay with that. I don't know if there's another, you know, there's another Columbus. That's just to save money on changing the names of things. You know, and people pretty much love those Home Alone movies, so I don't think anybody's going to really be like. But he exploited Macaulay Culkin. Like, no, he had a good career, you know. I mean, of course, he kind of got off track there for a little bit, but I think he's doing okay now. Oh, Germany bans far-left protest website over G20 riots, BBC News. Well, I don't know how you ban a website. Like, if somebody will host it, they just control. Well, I guess they do that in China, right? I have no clue how you. Whoever, I guess you get the internet providers, be like, no, this far left protest website. Well, then, you know, riots are not the best. I like chaos, but, you know, you can't, it's hard to defend riots. Although, I understand. General Mills loses bid to trademark yellow color on Cheerios box. Cereal maker claimed consumers identified yellow with the Cheerios brand. You fucking kidding me? When I see yellow, I think Cheerios. Maybe if I'm a fucking 3-year-old. Who the fuck eats Cheerios anyway? Cheerios suck. Fucking all the cereals, out of all the corn-based cereals, you think you own yellow, motherfucker? Cheerio? You bullshit, bland, fucking garbage? No, man, Captain Crunch is more yellow than you, motherfucker, and I wouldn't even give it to them. Pops? Pops would be yellow? You know, Pops got yellow. There's a lot of yellow cereals, dude. You think it's all Cheerios? Fuck off. Cheerios aren't even yellow. The cereal's not even yellow. It's some fucking weird gray. Or maybe I'm colorblind. Well, they lost it. So, good on that judge. Amazon, we're lowering Whole Foods prices on Monday. I thought they were so reasonably priced already. Even cheaper. Everybody's always been, oh, it's so expensive at Whole Foods. What the fuck? It's not that, it's not Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is real, but Trader Joe's is ridiculously cheap. Because they make all their shit. Whole Foods is fine. What are you buying at Whole Foods? Maybe you're buying expensive shit, so it's expensive. But now it's going to be lower because Amazon. So, fine. I'm going to go to Whole Foods on Monday. I'll check it out. I'll see how much lower the prices are. I'll see what it costs for, you know, cheddar cheese and seltzer. That's pretty much all I buy at the store. Do a lot of ordering out. Woman wins $2 million from a lottery ticket purchased from her own store. So she owns a store and she won $2 million. Well, that's good. That was big. That Powerball. There was a winner for that Powerball. That's like a different. Her is a single mother. So that's, and now she's got $600 million or something. Good for her. I don't play lottery. It seems like a sucker's game. So I don't fuck with it. Except if you win, then you're not a sucker. I get it. That woman would be like, oh, sucker's game? Fuck you, I'm rich. But I still think it's for suckers. The CIA built a fake software update to spy on Intel partners. Ooh, that's tricky shit. Software, man. That's why I update my software. Someone's trying to fucking infiltrate my system and spy on me. All right, let's do one more, and then we're done. That's I don't want to end on that one. And Bill Nye says Disney shorted him millions in new fraud lawsuit. It's outrageous. Why would you do that to Bill Nye? Seems such a nice, like, such a good dude. Everybody loves Bill Nye. But he looks like he's doing all right. I mean, how much money? I mean, he's saying they shorted him $9 million. How much did he make? He must have made at least another fucking $10 million. Because he hasn't... What's he been doing? He had a long break of chilling, as far as I know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was doing some shit, but he kind of was... You didn't see him for a long time, and then all of a sudden you see him again. That's why everybody's happy to see him. Because, like, oh, yeah, I remember you. People have fond memories of their childhood and shit. But, he must have made a shit ton. If they're saying that they, because I think he's already rich, and then he's like, but you still owe me $9 million, Disney. Well, pay up. He should be richer. He deserves that money. Do the right thing, Disney. All right. Episode 201, done. I will talk to you tomorrow. We love you.